么都对，什么都准确。
They had everything right and correct.
就好像今天很多人讲的 political correctness 一样。
It's like this. It's the same concept as political correctness.
如果这样的话，应该美国没有问题了。
So in that case, there should be no problem.
美国没有种族歧视的问题。如果大家都准确的话
，There should not be the issue of racism.
问题就在这里，你嘴巴是对，里面不准确。
The problem though is that your mouth may be correct, but you aren't correct inside.
你真的是没有种族歧视吗
？So is it true that you are not?
你真的从心里面没有这个东西吗
？Is this true that this is not in your heart?
为什么一直到今天，美国这个问题没有解决？
Why is it that in the U.S. this problem has not been resolved?
因为每一个人都是罪人。
Because everyone is a sinner.
每一个人都需要救助。
Everyone needs a savior.
弟兄姊妹，就是回到耶路撒冷来说。
In terms of returning to Jerusalem.
有的人说我脚踩着耶路撒冷，我不是巴比伦。
Some people said that my feet are in Jerusalem, so I am not in
Babylon. 巴比伦立场是错的，我的立场是对的。
So Babylon's standing is wrong, but mine is correct.
神不问你的立场对和不。
But God doesn't ask if you are on the right ground.
你虽然回到耶路撒冷
even though you returned to Jerusalem,
你是等候主耶稣来的吗
Are you waiting for the Lord's coming?
同样的，当主第二次要来的时候
and the same idea, when the Lord returns a second time,
你看见有一般的弟兄们
you see that a group of brothers,
他们是回到了耶路撒冷
they did come back to Jerusalem.
他们的圣经比别人都熟
they are very familiar with the Bible.
他们说我们是 Bible church.
They said that we are a Bible church.
我们完全根据圣经来传扬主的福音。
We preach the gospel completely according to the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，不错，本来不读圣经，现在你读圣经。
True, you originally didn't read the Bible, now you do.
不读圣经，只有你读圣经，所以你在许多人中间变成圣经权威了。
Although other people didn't read the Bible, you did, so you are now an authority on the Bible.
但是不要忘记，就是因为在世界不读圣经。
But because the world doesn't read the Bible,
回到耶路撒冷读圣经
and you return to Jerusalem to read the Bible,
就产生了一些文士
and now there were some scribes.
那些人真的明白圣经
Those people really understood the Bible.
但主所问的
but God asked,
不是你有多少的学问
He didn't ask how academic are you.
不是问你有多少明白多少的圣经
He didn't ask you how much Bible you know.
要问说你是不是个等候主回来。
He asked if you are one who waits for the Lord's return.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在有一个问题。
So brothers and sisters, there's a problem.
你如果光读四福音
，If you just read the four gospels,
你常常问一个问题。
You often ask the question.
文士和法利赛人从哪里来的
？Where did the scribes and the Pharisees come from?
为什么一天到晚找主耶稣的麻烦呢
？Why were they always trying to give trouble to Jesus?
这些人大概在巴比伦。
Those people are probably in Babylon.
这些人大概是流浪到全世界各地。
They probably wandered throughout the world.
但是稀奇的。
But it's amazing.
他们是回到耶路撒冷。
They have returned to Jerusalem.
他们读圣经的一般人。
They read the Bible.
你说读圣经的一般人还会给主耶稣找麻烦
？You ask, would those who read the Bible try to trouble Jesus?
弟兄姊妹，这不是很矛盾吗
？Isn't that a conflict?
但这不是很明显给我们看见
？But clearly that shows.
如果没有马拉基书的话
，If there's no Malachi,
我们还不知道法利赛人跟文士从哪里冒出来。
We don't know where the scribes and Pharisees came from.
我们还不知道为什么他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
We still don't understand why they said crucify him, crucify him.
我们才知道说他们光说不练，他们光说基督降生在伯利恒，他们去也不去敬拜他。
All we knew were that they would say things and do something else, or that they would not even go worship Jesus in Bethlehem.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读到马拉基书的时候
，But when you read the book of Malachi,
你没有多久，你看见。神就对祭司们说话了。
You see that God spoke to the priests.
藐视我们的祭司啊。
The priests who despise his name.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在神对祭司说话。
So now God spoke to the priests.
本来祭司在巴比伦。
So the priests used to be in Babylon.
很多人很少就回来的。
But there only a few came back.
所以利未人就七十几个人回来。
So only about 70 Levites came back.
为什么这么少的人回来
？But why so few?
很简单嘛，因为回到耶路撒冷他们是没有产业的。
Because simply they had no inheritance in Jerusalem.
留在巴比伦他们可以有产业。
But they could have an inheritance in Babylon.
现在问题在这里。
But now.
感谢主，有人回到耶路撒冷。
Thank the Lord that some came back to Jerusalem.
现在神对祭司们说话了。
Now God spoke to the priests.
弟兄姊妹，这些人没有留在巴比伦。
Brothers and sisters, these people did not stay in Babylon.
这些人回到耶路撒冷。
They came back to Jerusalem.
你知道神对他们有什么期许
？But what did God say to them?
当然，你说了， 如果没有祭司，圣殿怎么进功能？
Of course, if there are no priests, then how can the temple perform its function?
就是因为祭司尽职，所以圣殿就发挥它的功用。
But because the priests were working, the temple was in use.
所以他们回来不光是重建圣殿。
So they didn't just rebuild the temple.
而且祭司们要发挥他们的功用。
The priests also have to perform their function.
所以等到罪人千牛千羊来了，他们就知道怎样为他们献祭。
So that when the sinners took their sheep, their goats and cows, the priests knew how to offer.
想想看。
Consider.
本来他们被掳到巴比伦。
Originally they had been taken to Babylon.
他们仍旧读圣经。
They read the Bible.
仍旧祷告。
They prayed.
因为在被掳的时候，他们就开始了有所谓的会堂的制度。
When they were taken captive, they started the synagogue.
只要有十个人，
as long as there were 10 people,
他们就可以组织一个会堂。
They could start a synagogue.
一起祷告。
They could pray together.
一起读圣经。
They could read the Bible together.
所以被掳跟不被掳有什么不同啊？
So what's the difference between being taken captive and staying?
明白吗？现在过去我们读经祷告，现在我们读经祷告。
In the past we would read the Bible and pray. Now we still want to read the Bible.
过去我们不爱世界，现在可以抓一把世界。
In the past we didn't love the world. Now we can take a piece of the world.
左手读圣经，左手祷告，右手可以抓着这个世界。
Your left hand is praying and reading the Bible, while your right hand grabs hold of the world.
这不是很好吗？
Is that not good?
所以不要忘记，他们被掳到巴比伦。
So remember that when they were taken to Babylon,
他们仍旧有开始了会堂。
They started the synagogue.
所以慢慢的就有人在那里解释圣经。
And gradually there were people who were explaining the
Bible. 有人就教导圣经。
And some people taught the Bible.
所以有一般的文士就起来了。
So then a few scribes were started.
文士就是圣经学者。
The scribes were the Bible scholars.
是专门读圣经。
They read the Bible.
他们是精通圣经的人。
They studied the Bible.
所以明白吗？在旧约。
In the Old Testament.
最高的有君王、祭司。
Recall that prophets, priests, and kings were anointed.
虽然现在以色列人被掳了。
And even though the Israelites were taken captive,
大卫宝座在哪里？
Where is the seat of David?
君王不见了。
There's no king.
现在没有圣殿，哪里需要祭司？
If there's no temple, why do you need priests?
祭司也不见了。
The priests are gone.
但是不要忘记，先知还在。
But don't forget that the prophets are still here.
先知是明白神话的。
Prophets understand the word of God.
先知是解释神话的。
Prophets explain the word of God.
这些人不要忘记，就是圣经中所说的文士。
These people are the Bible scholars.
如果你要明白四福音书里面的文士跟法利赛人，
If you want to understand the scribes and the Pharisees in the Gospel,
你一定要从以斯拉开始明白。
You must start from the book of Ezra.
因为以斯拉就是最大的文士。
Because Ezra was the greatest scribe.
因为以斯拉是个通达，是个读圣经、精通圣经的人。
He was one who studied the word of God.
所以现在明白了，等到没有君王，没有祭司。
So when there were no kings and there were no priests.
最大的当然是文士。
The greatest were the scribes.
所以你看见这些人慢慢慢慢就研究圣经。
So gradually these people studied the Bible.
他们就变成专家。
And they became experts.
他们就变成博士。
They became scholars.
他们就变成匠人。
They were the builders.
你如果要建造一个房子的话。
If you want to build a building,
你不要随便什么人就可以来建造，不可以的。
You don't just find any people.
有一般人是 master builder.
But you find the master builder.
那么这些 builder 呢，他们能盖房子。
These builders know how to build a house.
他们能够说这块石头是好的，那块是多余的，丢掉。
They can say that this stone is good and that stone should be taken away.
明白吗？当主耶稣来的时候。
So when Jesus came,
根据许多匠人来看，主耶稣应该是被丢掉的。
According to the builders, the stone should have been rejected.
所以主耶稣是匠人所弃的石头。
So the stone that the builders rejected.
我要问大家，匠人什么时候变成匠人的？
So how did they become builders?
本来我们都是不读书的。
In the past, none of us read.
本来我们圣经都不懂的。
We didn't understand the Bible.
现在懂得圣经了。
But now we understand the Bible.
慢慢就变成匠人了。
And gradually we become builders.
慢慢的，我们就知道什么石头是好的，为了好的建筑的，什么时候是不是为了建筑的。
And we know what stones are good for building and what stones are bad.
我现在要问大家。
But I ask everyone.
匠人是什么时候成功的？
When did the builders become successful?
你如果不懂马拉基书，你根本就不知道匠人是怎么发展成功的。
You don't know how they rose up and became successful.
所以你现在看见吗？慢慢慢慢有人读圣经。
So gradually people started reading the Bible.
慢慢有人就变成拉比。
Some people became rabbis.
慢慢有人就办了学校叫拉比学校。
Some people started rabbinical schools.
结果保罗就在 加玛利的门下严格受教。
And Paul was taught under the strict teaching of Gamaliel.
不要忘记，加玛利不光是拉比，而且拉班是最大的拉比。
Remember that Gamaliel was the greatest rabbi of that time.
所以要让我们记得，你读圣经慢慢就很有学问。
So as you read the Bible, you become very educated.
你慢慢得到智慧。
You become wise.
所以现在只要在巴比伦，一定是学术至上，最高最高就是学术了。
So now the highest academic level in Babylon were them.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
如果以色列永远留在巴比伦。
If the Israelites stayed in Babylon,
他们是没有君王,
they did have no king.
他们是没有祭司,
they had no priest.
还有先知,
but they still have prophets.
不过有一个问题,
but they had a problem.
如果没有圣殿,
if there's no temple,
就没有献祭,
there's no sacrifices.
那罪怎么办?
What do you do about sin?
所以这些被掳的人, 他们美中不足的。
So for these people who were taken to Babylon,
我们也可以读经, 也可以祷告。
They could read the Bible, they could pray.
但谁能够解决我们的罪。
But who could deal with their sins?
所以不要忘记，有的人要回来。
So remember, some people wanted to come back.
要回到耶路撒冷。
To come back to Jerusalem.
因为每次想他们的罪，他们就想到没有解决这个问题。
Because when they consider the problem of sin, they could find.
我们读圣经，越读圣经，我们越明，越读摩西五经，我们越知道我们的罪到底该怎么办。
The more you read the Pentateuch, the more you know of your sin.
若不流血，罪就不得。
And there is no remission of sins without the shedding of blood.
所以弟兄姊妹，多少年来，犹太人心中一直有一个问题。
So in so many years, there was one problem in the hearts of the Jewish people.
到底我们的罪怎么办？
What do we do about the sin?
过了七十年以后。
So after 70 years.
结果圣灵就感动一般的人就回到耶路撒冷。
The Holy Spirit touched a group of people to return.
我再说回耶路撒冷的人可能动机都不一样。
Remember that they may have all had different intentions.
有的人是想家。
Some people miss their home.
有的人是有宗教情操的。
Some people were religious.
有的人他们读圣经。
Some people read the Bible.
但他们觉得他们罪怎么办？
But they didn't know what to do about their sin.
所以一定要恢复圣殿，一定要恢复献祭。
So they had to restore sacrifices in the temple.
所以有的人他们就回去。
And some people came back.
年纪老迈他们也回去。
Even some of the elderly people came back.
但是回去到底只有五万人。
But only 50,000 came.
表面上好像是傻瓜回去。
On the surface, they seem to be fools.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他们回来以后。
After they came back.
不止第一代回来。
Not just the first generation.
最稀奇的以斯拉也回来。
It's amazing that even Ezra came back.
你明白吗？如果光是他们回来重建圣殿。
If they only came back to rebuild the temple.
你能看见有一半的祭司。
You can see a group of priests.
不过那一半祭司就是祭司就是。
But they're just priests.
那一半祭司就是献祭就是。
They just offer sacrifices.
但如果你读马拉基书。
But if you read Malachi.
在神的心目中。
In God's heart.
祭司不光是献祭的。
The priests don't just offer sacrifices.
他的口里充满了神的知识。
Their words should be full of the knowledge of God.
你要明白律法。
Do you want to understand the law?
你只要看他们一张口，你应该就明白什么叫律法。
You should understand what the law is by seeing what they say.
什么意思？如果明白律法，
if they understand the law,
如果口中有知识，
if they have wisdom in their mouth,
那他们不是文士是什么？
Are they not scribes?
他们不是先知是什么？
Are they not prophets?
明白不明白？等到神真的把以色列人带回到耶路撒冷，
when God brought the people back to Jerusalem.
神的期望是什么？
What was his hope?
他们在巴比伦学会了做先知。
They learned to be prophets when they were in Babylon.
他们在巴比伦学会了做文士。
They learned to be scribes.
现在他们看中了神的话。
Now they revere the word of God.
但是问题在这里。如果一个人太有学问。
If a person becomes too educated.
神说话，他也说话。
When God speaks, they speak too.
神说我真爱你们。
God said, I have loved you.
你们却说你在何事上爱我。
But you say, how have you loved us?
这个情形只有回到耶路撒冷才有这种光景。
This condition only exists when you return to Jerusalem.
所以这什么意思？
What does that mean?
这就告诉我们说，如果一个人光是专家，光是圣经学者，
If someone is only a Bible scholar and an expert,
在神的眼光中是不够的。
That's not enough in the eyes of God.
这个人必须同时也是先知，同时是祭司成对。
This person must also be a priest.
换句话说。
In other words,
如果一个人真的是文士。
If someone truly is a scribe.
真的明白圣经。
If they truly understand the Bible.
他是天天见主面。
Then they should meet God every day.
所有先知都是亲近神。
All priests drew close to God.
但有一个可能。
But there's a possibility.
尤其在巴比伦。
Especially in Babylon.
离开耶路撒冷很远很远。
You're very, very far from Jerusalem.
你可以不见神的面。
You can choose to not see God's face.
你照样明白你的圣经。
And yet you can still